Okay, we're back together again. It was a hot summer day, and an obnoxious fly was driving me nuts, remember? It had gotten so bad, I couldn't go on with my story. I hated to go to full countermeasures and smash the fly. Who wants a smashed fly in his mouth? Not me, but this was becoming unbearable, so I used the end of my tongue to roll the fly into position, and then I crunched him. I really enjoyed the idea of smashing the daylights out of the little monster. I mean, I felt a rush of pride knowing that there was now one less fly in the world and one less fly to torment me for the rest of the summer. But the actuality of it was something else. Flies don't taste good. They taste awful. And the more you think about where flies spend their time, the awfuler they taste. I mean, we're talking about some really vile places, such as... Maybe we'd better skip that. I don't even want to think about it. Before the green ooze could spread throughout my mouthillary region, I switched all tongue and lip functions over to emergency dump. I spit it out, in other words, and probably made a sour face as well. And suddenly I realized that Drover was sitting nearby and had been watching the whole thing. He gave me his usual silly grin.
Hi, Hank. What you doing?
I'm trying to conserve my energy for the long night ahead.
I'll be darned. I thought maybe you snapped a fly.
No, I did not. I'm a very busy dog, and snapping at flies is a ridiculous waste of time.
I thought maybe you were...
I was not snapping at flies, Drover, and that's the end of the conversation. Could we switch to a more meaningful subject?
Okay, sure. They taste pretty bad, don't they?
I gave him a stern glare. What tastes bad, Drover? Be more specific.
Flies.
Oh. Yes, they certainly do. But if you followed a fly around for a couple of days, you wouldn't taste so good yourself, so there you are.
Gosh, I never thought of that.
I see. There was a moment of silence. Drover, is there some point to this conversation, or are you merely wasting my time?
Well, let's see. It's awful hot, isn't it?
I flicked my ears. Yes. He flicked his ears.
Then the flies are bad.
I flicked my ears. Get to the point, Drover.
Okay, I was just thinking, a dog looks pretty silly when he catches a fly in his mouth and chews it up and spits it out, doesn't he?
I swung my gaze around. Why do you bring that up at a time like this?
Oh, I don't know. What time is it?
I don't know and I don't care, but I was not snapping flies.
I'll be darned. What were you doing?
I was doing my tongue exercises, if you must know. And Drover, sometimes I think you're trying to make a mockery of my life. Is that possible? At that very moment, my ears leaped up and began receiving signals from up near the house. And unless I'm badly mistaken, Drover, an unidentified vehicle has just arrived in our ranch compound. It's time for us to put the past behind us and go streaking up to the house. Stand by to launch all dogs.